women, a force for peace. Nurturing harmony and hope. People generally understand peacekeeping in terms of military or security personnel deployed to conflict-affected areas to maintain peace, prevent violence, and protect civilians. But there is another, often overlooked and perhaps far more powerful, peacekeeping force, women. Women are naturally endowed with the ability to build bonds, bring families together, and keep them united. They have a remarkable capacity to diffuse conflicts, counsel others, extend affection and care, empathize with those around them, look after the elderly and the sick, and manage multiple responsibilities at the same time. They are also capable of making sacrifices for the greater good. With courage and patience, they fulfill their responsibilities and remain steadfast in doing what is right. All praise and gratitude belong to God, through whose blessings all good things are accomplished. It is therefore with humility that I mention the work being carried out by women associated with CPS International, New Delhi. They are steadily bringing together this powerful force of women with positivity and hope. By the grace of God, their efforts are producing encouraging results. In Delhi, Mrs. Famida Khan, along with her dedicated team, has been working towards this goal for many years through regular classes and WhatsApp groups. In Kolkata, Ms. Shabina Ali has taken up a similar initiative. Her recent report is an inspiration for all women members of CPS International. On Friday, August 14, 2026, at 5 p.m., a group of women from the local area around her maiden home in Dr. Biresh Guha Street gathered for a Quran learning class. The session focused on the translation of and lessons from the Quranic chapter Ad-Duha, drawing on the commentary Tazkir-ul-Quran by Maulana Sahib. This was followed by a discussion on relevant literature. It was a privilege for Shabina Ali to facilitate this first session and share reflections from the Quran. The class will be held fortnightly. In the coming sessions, along with the Quran learning class, selected chapters from Tarbiyat-e-Aulad, upbringing of children, will also be taken up. May God make these gatherings a means of deeper understanding, reflection and practical application of the Quran in our lives. Another class for women is also being conducted in Kolkata under the arrangement of Brother Muhammad Abdullah, chapter head of PSF Kolkata, with Shabina Ali serving as the coordinator. Similar initiatives are also being undertaken by women's teams in Bengaluru and the USA. Beyond these organized teams, several women in different states, cities and districts have taken up this responsibility individually. They may currently be working alone, but they are the beginnings of what can become a much larger force. Among them are Sufia Akhtar from Bihar, Yasmin Sheikh from Mumbai, Sajida Praveen and Aisha Yusra from Visakhapatnam, Samina Usman and Gufrana Ansari from Malegan, Husna Abrar and Kudzia Jamal from Vanayambadi, Rubina Arshi from Raichur, Shamshad Begum from Vijayapura, Sadia from Umber, Saliha from Mysore, Maria Hassan from Madhubni, Bihar, Dr. Safina Thabasum from Saharanpur, Uttar Pradesh, and Aisha Amahani from Kurnool. I am sure there are many more whose names I do not know. May God increase their number and bless their efforts. We all know the saying, "A house is called a home only when a woman is in it." The Quran gives women an important role in making their homes centers of learning and wisdom. God says, "And remember what is recited in your houses of the revelations of God and wisdom." Indeed, God is most subtle, all aware. 33:34. This verse points to the home as a place where the Quran and wisdom are remembered and discussed. A woman who brings learning, reflection and positive thinking into her home does not merely influence her own family. She helps shape the next generation. The peacekeeping role of women, therefore, extends far beyond resolving occasional disputes. It begins within the home and gradually reaches the wider family, neighborhood, and society. A woman who develops wisdom, patience, empathy, and a positive outlook becomes a source of stability for those around her. The world needs many kinds of peacekeeping forces, but one of the most enduring is already present in almost every home. It is the woman, the mother, daughter, sister, and wife, who quietly builds relationships, absorbs tensions, brings people together, and keeps hope alive. If this natural capacity of women is consciously developed through Quranic learning, wisdom and positive action, it can become a powerful movement for peace. The women working through CPS International, New Delhi are taking small but significant steps in this direction. Their efforts remind us that lasting peace is not created only at conference tables or on battlefields. It is created every day in homes, families, and communities by people who choose understanding over conflict and hope over despair. Article by Ms. Fathima Sara, Bengaluru CPS team. If you want to take, you should try to give. It is only in giving to others that we can have our share too. A gift for our readers. Share your thoughts on the article, Women, a Force for Peace, and tell us what inspired or moved you most. The top 10 responses will receive a beautiful Good Word cup as a gift. Responses may be sent in English, Urdu, or Roman Urdu. Gifts will be dispatched only to addresses within India. We look forward to reading your reflections. Please share your feedback to fathimasara582@gmail.com.